I have 24 minutes to deliver my sermon.
24分钟时间来讲一个信息。
But it's translated.
还要加上翻译。
I have 12 minutes to deliver my sermon.
所以只剩下12分钟。
This is going to be the best.
这是最好的一个部分。
It's going to be short and sweet.
短又短节又啊又精彩。
又甜又 sweet. I want to start this morning by talking about something that I'm familiar with, you may not be familiar with.
我今天早上要先说一说我自己很熟悉的一件事情，但是也许你并不是很清楚。
I want to talk about bowling.
我要讲打保龄球。
How many of you have actually gone bowling before?
有多少人打过保龄球？
Wonderful. Is there bowling in China? Is there bowling in Taiwan? Great. Then you know what I'm talking about.
看起来我不需要翻译了嘛。
Yeah, they all understand. 15 years ago, before I had children, I bowled a lot.
15年前我有孩子之前，我常常去打保龄球。
There's a bowling alley in Danville.
在 Danville 有一个保龄球场。
After 9 o'clock.
晚上9点钟以后。
It's $1 per game.
一块钱一局。
So my friend and I, He's not married. I was married. We would go once a week.
So 我一个朋友呢，每一个星期会去一次。
From 9 to 10.
从九点打到十点。
And we would bowl every week.
我们每一个星期去打球。
Bowling is fun, but it's frustrating.
打保龄球非常有趣，但是有的时候也会非常的令你焦虑。
The pins are not very far.
那些球屏并不是很远。
The ball is round.
这个球是圆的。
The lane is flat.
这个球道是平的，平滑的。
But I can't always roll it straight.
但是我似乎没有办法每次都把这个球很直的打到这些球瓶。
Until one day someone saw me bowl and told me something to help me.
一直到有一天有一个人看见我怎么样的投球，然后他告诉我应该怎么样去送这个球。
He told me the secret of bowling.
他告诉我一个打保龄球的秘诀。
Are you ready?
你要不要听?
This is going to be recorded. This is very good information.
我们现在在录音啊，所以这是很好的信息啊。
When you're bowling, if you notice, the lane is 60 feet or 70 feet or whatever it is.
你知道这个球道大概是60、70尺长。
About 10 feet in front of you.
但是在你这个发球道之前的大概十尺的时候呢?
There are marks.In the lane.
在这个球道上有一些记号。
They're painted in the lane.
他们是漆在地上一些记号。
The person told me when you bowl,
那个人告诉我说，当你送这个球出去的时候，
Don't look at the pins.
你不要看这个球瓶。
Look at the dots.
你要看这个球道上的这个记号。
Look at the arrows.
要看这个球道上这个箭头。
And focus on rolling the ball.In between the arrows.
你要集中你的注意，把你的球呢送在这些箭头的中间。
You keep your eyes on the pins.
你如果眼睛是看着这个球瓶的话呢
？You throw like this.
你会丢得很远。
Or like this.
你会送得很会偏差。
左边右边都有 ，OK. But if you look at the arrows.
但是你要盯着这个箭头。
Your ball will go straight.
那你的球送出去就会走直线。
Now I give you that secret.
那我告诉你这个秘诀了。
It's free.
免费的。
And it will help you bowl better.
而且它会帮助你呢，下一次打保龄球的时候打得更好。
I guarantee it.
保证。
You know, this secret of bowling reminds me of something Paul says here in Philippians chapter 4.
那么这个打保龄球的秘诀呢，就提醒我了关于保罗所说的一个秘诀，是在腓立比书第四章的经文里面所说的。
You see, this secret of bowling is not a secret like it's some sort of mysterious hidden information. It's not hidden.
这个秘诀并不是一个一些隐藏着你完全不能够知道的一些秘密。
It's just information that I know and you don't, and I can tell you.
那么这所谓的秘诀只是说一些我知道的信息，但是你不知道，那我现在来告诉你。
Paul speaks in Philippians chapter 4 also about a secret.
那么保罗在腓立比书第六章第四章里面所说的也是谈到一个秘诀。
He says that he has a secret. It's not mysterious hidden information, but it's information he knows that he wants to tell us.
这并不是一个好像隐藏起来的一个秘密，但是而是他自己所知道的一些信息，他希望大家都知道。
And this information is much more valuable than how to bowl better.
而且这个秘密比我们如何能够打得更好的保龄球的秘密更好。
This is the secret information of joy.
这是一个什么？这是一个喜乐的一个秘密。
This is the secret information of satisfaction.
这是一个关于我们满足的一个秘密。
This is the secret information of contentment.
这是一个我们能够知足的秘诀。
This morning I would like to invite you, if you have a Bible with you,to turn to Philippians chapter 4, verse 10. Very famous, very familiar passage.
那今天早上我想请邀请大家一起来读圣经的腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4, I would like to read from verse 10 to verse 13. I'm sorry, I did not prepare the slides this morning.
我们从第十节念到第十三节。
And let me read from Philippians chapter 4.10 to 13 in English, I will ask Pastor Yu to read it in Chinese.
我先读英文，然后我们再读中文。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 10 says, I rejoiced greatly in the Lord, that at last you renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I'm not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need,And I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through him who gives me strength.
保罗说我靠主大大喜乐，因为你们思念我的心如今又发生，你们向来就思念我，只是没得机会。我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，凡事谁是谁在，我都得了秘诀。我靠着那加给我们力量的，凡事都能做。
Paul says he has a secret.
保罗说他得了一个秘诀。
And it's the secret of being content.
那么这是一个能够知足的秘诀。
And I'm going to guess.
那我据我的估计呢
？That you are not content.
可能你并不知足。
I'm going to guess that you are not always joyful.
哦，而且我估计呢，你也并不是每次永远都是很喜乐。
I'm going to guess that you are not always satisfied.
我也想估计一下呢，可能你并不是永远都一向都是非常满足的。
Maybe it's because we don't know the secret.
也许是因为我们并不知道这个秘诀。
I would like to tell you the secret this morning.
那么今天早上我要告诉你这个秘诀。
It's not my secret.
不是我的秘诀。
It's not Paul's secret.
是保罗的秘诀。
No, it's not his secret.
也不是保罗的秘诀。
No, it's the Lord's secret.
而是主的秘诀。
It's the Lord's secret that he told Paul.
是主的秘诀，他告诉了保罗。
And Paul told us.
那保罗在告诉我们。
And we read here this morning.
那我们今天早上在这里读。
The first thing we see about this secret.
我们关于这个秘诀，第一件我们所需要知道的事情。
Is this secret has nothing to do with how much you have right now.
这个秘诀呢，跟我们现在所拥有的多少完全没有关系。
This secret has nothing to do with your situation today.
这个秘诀跟你今天所在的处境如何也完全没有关系。
This secret has nothing to do with your health condition today.
这个秘诀也跟你今天的健康的情形如何也没有关系。
Has nothing to do with how much money you have.
跟你拥有多少钱财没有关系。
It has nothing to do with whether you are single or married.
或者与你今天的你仍然是单身或者已经结婚的状况也没有关系。
It has nothing to do with if you're married and you want children and you can't have children. It has nothing to do with that.
它也与你是否有儿女有关系。
Paul says in these verses that the secret of contentment has nothing to do with our situation in life.
保罗在这里告诉我们说，这个知足的秘诀跟我们现在生活的处境里面任何状况都没有直接的关系。
We read this right here in this passage.
我们可以从这段经文里面可以读得清楚。
Paul writes this letter to the Philippians to thank them.
保罗写这封信给这个腓立比的弟兄姐妹们去感谢他们。
You see, the Philippians heard that Paul was in need.
这些腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹知道说保罗有需要。
So they collected some money.
所以他们就收集了一些钱。
And they sent a brother, Epaphroditus,
他们就 sent 以巴佛
to deliver this gift, this monetary gift to Paul.
把这些钱财上的这些礼物送给保罗。
And he was so moved by the gesture,
那保罗非常的感动啊。
That he wrote this letter.
他就写了这封信。
He says in verse 10, I rejoiced greatly in the Lord that you renewed your concern for me by sending this gift.You were concerned, but you didn't have an opportunity to show it.
保罗他一开始说到说我靠主大大喜乐，因为你们向来思念我的心，如今又是如此发生了。你们过去一直思念我，只是过去没有机会。
But then he says in verse 11, I'm not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content, no matter what circumstance I am in.
但他接着又说了，并不是因为缺乏说这个话。我无论在什么情况都可以知足，是因为我已经学会了。
I've experienced what it is to be in need.
他说我已经知道怎么样去处这个需要。
I've experienced what it is to be in plenty.
我也知道什么是怎样去处丰富。
I've been hungry.
或者说是饥饿。
I've been well fed.
或者是饱足。
I've been rich.
或者是这个丰富。
And I've been poor.
或者是去贫穷。
And in all these circumstances, I still.Experience contentment.
那在这所有这些情况之下，我都能够经历到这个知足的心情。
Brothers and sisters, we have to consider what he's saying here.
我们在这里要考虑考虑，到底保罗在这里说什么。
This is a secret because this is not the way the world finds contentment.
这是一个秘诀，因为这并不是这个世界上的人找到知足的方法。
The world out there who doesn't know Jesus, they seek for contentment by saying these things.
这个世人不认识耶稣基督的世人，他们在这个世界上去寻找很多的东西来满足他们。
They say things like, "When I get a bigger house, then I will be content."
他们会说啊，当我有一个更大的房子的时候，更好的房子的时候，我就会知足了。
When I get a better job.Then I will be content.
当我找到一个更好的工作的时候，我就可以知足了。
If I just get a little bit healthier or a little bit stronger, then I will be content.
只要我能够健康，能够改进，或者说我能够更加强壮一点，我就更知足了。
If I just have more, then I will be content.
我只要拥有的更多，我就会知足。
Do you say that?
你是不是也曾经这样想过呢？
Can I tell you something?
我告诉你。
I say that.
我以前曾经这么说过。
I think that.
我以前也这么想。
If my kids were just more behaved, then I will be content.
我的孩子如果更加听话的话，我就更加
知足。If my wife will just be more attentive, then I will be content.
如果我的太太更细心的照顾我，我就更知足了。
If my work situation, it's great by the way, would just be better, then I will be content.
如果我工作的环境更加好的话，我就会知足了。
If my family will just be happier, then I will be content.
如果我的整个家庭更加的快乐的话，我就更知足。
And you know what that's going to result in?
但是如果这样想，会什么结果呢？
You will never be content.
你永远不会知足。
Because there's always something wrong.
因为永远都会有些事情不顺意。
And if nothing is wrong, something will go wrong.
如果一切事情都很顺利，总有事情会变成不顺。
That's the world that we live in.
这就是我们所生活的生存的世界的现况现实。
Paul says his contentment has nothing, nothing to do with his circumstance.
所以保罗在这里说，他的知足完完全全的跟他的处境没有任何的关系。
It's about focus.
而是关于他的这个专注。
It's about what you're looking at.
是关于你到底在注目些什么。
You see, in the bowling illustration, If you're looking at the wrong thing, you're never going to bowl straight.
就好像打保龄球，如果你所看、你所定睛看的东西是看错的地方，你永远打不好那个球。
That's what we do. We look at the wrong thing.
但是我们常常就是看错的地方。
We look at the we focus our attention on the wrong things.
我们把我们的注意力放在那些不恰当的地方。
So our ball never goes straight.
所以我们的球永远都打不直。
It goes to the left and it goes to the right and it turns too.
不向左或向右，或者甚至于跑超速了。
Oh, there are times you roll it. There are times you roll the ball.
当你送的球出去的时候，
it looks like it's going straight.
看起来都好像很直，
and then it turns.
然后到最后它就转弯了。
That's the world that we live in.
我们生活的世界就是这种状态。
In our world, things are always going to go wrong.
在我们的生活的世界里面，事情永远都会有出错的时候。
Paul says,Point number one, the secret of being content has nothing to do with our circumstances.
所以保罗说的这个秘诀第一点就是说我们的知足跟我们所处的生活的环境没有任何的关系。
And then he says this in verse 13, this is the second point.
然后第二方面他说在第13节他说
He says, I can do all this through him who gives me strength.
他说我靠着那加给我力量的凡事都能做。
All what? What can he do?
那么到底这个凡事是指什么呢？
Can you read verse 13 again, please?
我靠着那加给我力量的凡事都能做。
凡事都能做。In English, sometimes people misunderstand this verse.
从英文角度来看的话呢，常常被人家误解。
Maybe in Chinese too.
或许在中文也会。
People think this means I can do anything.
有人会把它说成这个凡事就是任何事情。
As long as Jesus strengthens me.
只要耶稣有加给我力量。
This car, I can lift it.
我可以把这车子抬举起来。
Because Jesus gives me strength.
因为耶稣加给我力量。
This canyon, I can jump over.
我可以跳过这一个山谷。
Because Jesus gives me strength.
因为耶稣给我力量。
That's not what this means.
但是不是这一节的这个经文所要说的意思。
Paul is speaking about contentment.
保罗在这里说的是说到知足的一个知足的心。
And he says, I don't find contentment by looking at my circumstance.
保罗说我的知足并不是依靠着我周围环境发生什么事情。
I can be content even when I'm poor.
我说我即使我很贫穷，我也可以知足。
I can be content even when I'm sick.
或者即使我生病的时候，我也可以知足。
I can be content even when I'm alone.
我很孤单的时候，我也可以知足。
Because I look to the Lord for my contentment.
因为我从主那里得到我的知足。
When we begin to understand that Jesus is our source of contentment.
因此我们就明白了，只有主耶稣基督才是我们满足的源头。
It's like in bowling when you start to look at the dots.
就好像你打保龄球的时候，你看着这个球道上的这个箭头。
You're looking at the right things.
当你眼睛是注目的对的目标的时候。
Every year that I age.
每一年当我越来越年长的时候。
Every year that I gain in wisdom.
每一年当我越来越有智慧的时候。
I come to learn that this world is cruel.
我就越来越明白这个世界其实是很残酷的。
There are moments of good times.
当然会有好的时光。
But there are so many moments of pain.
但是却有更多的时间是充满了痛苦。
If my contentment were based on my circumstance.
如果我的知足心是要根据我的处境的话。
Then my contentment is like a roller coaster.
那我的知足就会好像是一个过山车一样。
Good days and bad days, good days and bad days.
有好日子，有坏日子，好日子，坏日子。
That's not contentment.
但是那不是知足。
That's not satisfaction.
那不是一种满足。
That's not joy.
那也不是一种喜乐。
Paul says that is not the secret of being content. The secret of being content is to focus our eyes on Jesus.
保罗是说到真正的秘诀，知足的秘诀是把我们眼睛定睛在耶稣基督身上。
I try to be a person who is content and joyful as much as possible.
我尝试着做一个经常能够知足跟喜乐的人。
The people in my past who have been spiritual role models for me.
在我过去的日子里面在过去曾经是我的属灵的导师的这些人
These are people who I would say are very even, very steady.
这些人都是好像很平稳的这种的性情
Not overly excited.
不会说是特别的兴奋
Not overly depressed.
也不会特别的沮丧
But steady.
而是非常平稳
Consistent.
非常的有持续。
Because our relationship with Jesus is steady and consistent.
因为我们的关系与主的关系是稳定的关系。
Brothers and sisters, this contentment is something that I know that I want, and I'm certain you want it as well.
我知道这种的知足的心是我想要的东西，也是我也相信也是各位想要的东西。
And more than that, I know that the Lord wants us to be content.
更重要的是，我知道主耶稣基督自己才希望我们能够得到这个知足的心。
When we begin to understand that this contentment does not come from our circumstance.
当我们明白说这种知足的心并不来自于我们周围的处境的时候，
but comes from the Lord.
而是来自主自己的时候，
we begin to understand this secret.
我们就可以开始明白这个秘诀。
This Thanksgiving, my hope and my prayer for all of us is that we understand and enjoy that contentment.
这个感恩节的节期，我就希望我们共同的都能够明白，并且能够在这样子一个秘诀中间，能够有喜乐的心。